You can also just say supporting things to them, like, I believe in you, or I believe you, or it's okay, or I'm here for you. Just simple words to help them and support them do more than just a little. Number 6, engage the community. Consider reaching out to your local community to help with prevention efforts. You might talk to bar owners about the role their employees can play in prevention. Seek support from faith-based or youth organizations, or encourage college faculty and staff to raise awareness and improve safety on campuses. So engaging your community is very important, because your community is where it occurs. And so if people are more aware, if people are more aware to this issue and this happening in their bars or in their college campuses or just happening around them, they can prevent this issue and raise more awareness for it and spread it. Number 7, become an advocate against military sexual assault. Military sexual violence is one of the most overlooked forms of sexual assault. An estimated 19,000 service members become victims of military sexual assault each year, and at least half of those victims are men, with an estimated amount of 38 military men being sexually assaulted every day. Unfortunately, many of these cases go unreported, as survivors rarely speak up. You can also get involved and spread the word about prevention and support programs for military sexual violence survivors. RAINN operates a Department of Defense Safe hotline and website for victims of military sexual assault to obtain crisis intervention, emotional support, and other related sources. So, military sexual violence, as you know, the military is a U.S., is a U.S. Army force, and a lot of sexual violence happens to men when they're in the military or the Army, the Marines, or whatever it might be. And it's so overlooked. An estimated 38 military men being sexually assaulted every day. 38 military men being sexually assaulted every day while they're fighting for our lives and our country. That is ridiculous. And the fact that so many people don't know about this, so many people are unaware to this happening because they're in the military or just because people don't speak up about it, is ridiculous. So we should raise more awareness for that. We should make a change in the military and let people be more aware of this issue. Number 8, donate. There are several nonprofit organizations against sexual violence that rely mostly on monetary donations from supporters to survive. Even if you cannot volunteer to take any other action, you can still help the cause by providing a donation to the organization of your choice, in addition to RAINN and NSVRC. There are several other nonprofit organizations working to prevent sexual violence and provide support, including 1 in 6, an organization that helps men who have experienced sexual abuse. MCSR, Men Can Stop Rape, an organization that seeks to prevent male violence against women by redefining masculinity and male strength. And NAESV, National Alliance to End Sexual Violence, an organization that helps educate the police community, the policy community, about federal laws and legislation that prevent and work towards ending the cycle of sexual violence in the United States. These are all nonprofit organizations, all organizations that you or someone else you know can go to, that you can post on social media to give more attention to these organizations so people know more about them, so that people know that there's somewhere they can go to where there's other people that have been through this, there's other people that understand what you're going through, and this is just a way to help and make the community more involved to this issue. These are the 8 ways to help prevent or raise awareness for sexual assault, and these are great ways. This website is amazing. Like I said before, there's so many websites like this that help raise awareness or help people seek help for this issue. And it's something very serious that a lot of people go through every day, that one in five women go through every day, that one in six men go through every day. And if you think about it, these one in six men, one in five women are right next to you, and you wouldn't even know it. So just raise awareness for it. Talk to your family about the issue. Inform them. Make sure people know that this issue is happening. Make sure they know the details and are educated about what sexual assault is, how it happens, and, you know, how often it happens, because it happens very often. So this is a very important topic, and these are just some ways to help you guys raise awareness and talk about it. And yeah, that's all for today's episode. Thank you for listening. And this is Chelsea Perez, and I'm out. Hey guys, we're back here with another podcast, another video. And today we're going to talk about 8 ways to help deal with and raise awareness for sexual assault. Now, today I'm using a website called Good Therapy, and there's a lot of websites and apps actually that can inform you about this issue and that can help you get through it. So I suggest you guys just look up a simple how to raise awareness for sexual assault or how to seek help for sexual assault, and it will inform you a lot about it. Even if you go on YouTube, there's also more podcasts on YouTube to listen to about this situation, about this issue, or just information if you want to know. So here it says, number one, educate yourself about sexual assault. Sexual assault is any unwanted sexual contact that a person is coerced or forced to participate in against their will. According to the results from a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention survey released in 2014, nearly one in five women have experienced rape or an attempted rape in their lifetime. Now, that's crazy. One in five women. That's literally one woman out of your four other friends that are standing right next to you. And it's crazy. It's ridiculous how much this happens, and we're not even aware that it's the person next to us that it's happened to. Now, research also paints a grim picture for males. Studies show that one in six men experiences some form of unwanted or abusive sexual experience in his lifetime as well. So this shows that it's not only women that it happens to. Sometimes we're misguided and we think that it's just women, but it's also males. Men also go through this situation, and it's even harder for them to speak about it. And to think that just one more male is in the picture to get sexually assaulted is ridiculous. One in six men. That means you and your five other guys is hanging out. One of them has been sexually assaulted in their lifetime, which is ridiculous. Sexual assault impacts the lives of both men and women, and the resulting trauma often goes far beyond even itself. People who experience sexual assault are more likely to experience post-traumatic stress, depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol addictions, problems with intimate relationships, difficulty at school and work. So as you can see, there's many results to sexual assault, and the outcome is just horrible, and it creates so much trauma, so much depression, anxiety, all these issues it creates, all this unwanted stress and just thoughts and images that we just don't want. So it's a big issue, and as you can see, the outcomes are horrible. You can help raise awareness of sexual violence simply by educating yourself and your family. So talk about these things with your friends, your family. Let people know, adults, kids. It might be a topic, a touchy topic, might be one that you're not comfortable speaking with, but try and raise awareness for it. Even just informing people about it raises awareness. Now, there is a network called Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, also known as RAINN. And it's the largest anti-sexual violence organization in the United States. There's also NSVRC, National Sexual Violence Resource Center, and creates and shares resources to help prevent and respond to sexual violence in the United States and around the globe. So these websites, these networks, and these centers help inform people, and they help people get through this this situation and help them heal. So I suggest you guys look that up, and it'll be very much helpful to people. Number two, volunteer. There are many ways you can personally get involved in the fight to raise awareness and prevent sexual violence in your local community. You can volunteer at a crisis center, just like the ones we've mentioned, a staff hotline, participate in fundraising events, advocate for survivors, help raise awareness and improve safety measures on college campuses. You can also host your own campaigns or your own educational or advocacy events. And like I said, you can also put up the sexual assault hotline so that just that people know. Number three, lobby your representatives. You can speak for those who do not have a voice or are not able to express it. Congress needs to hear from citizens who support legislation to improve in the criminal justice system, provide support to survivors, and help prevent further violence. The RAINN Action Center has pre-written letters and tweets available to send members of Congress, asking them to support measures related to sexual assault prevention and support. You can also use the RAINN hashtag #ActWithRAINN when posting about sexual violence advocacy measures this month. So social media is obviously a big thing nowadays in 2020 now. Social media is so big and is such a worldwide and global network that we can use to our advantage. And this is one of them. Use these hashtags. Contact certain people because they can help. And even if this is not only for people that have went through sexual assault or know somebody that has went through sexual assault, this is for people also that haven't gone through this but want to know more about it, want to help raise awareness. So if you want to help, you can simply post something on Instagram and use these hashtags. You can simply just raise awareness, inform people, friends. This is not only for people who have went through sexual assault. Now, number four, use social media, just like how we were just saying. Connect with the cause and share it on social media to help increase awareness among those in your network. You can use the RAINN hashtag, ActWithRAINN, to talk about the cause and connect with one of these people to stay informed. So, like I said before, you can use social media. You can inform people, even through Instagram, even through Facebook, tweets. This is something we use every day, but why are we not using it in the right way? Why are we not using it to bring awareness for these people, to have a voice for these people? Because some people, it's too hard for them to have a voice or express what has happened to them. So we can do that too, and we can support them in this, and we can change the world. Number five, learn how to help those who experience sexual assault. It can be difficult to know how to reach out to a loved one who has experienced sexual assault. Below are some tips to help if you are unsure what to do. So sometimes, you know, loved ones, friends, family members that we know have went through the situation, and it's hard to reach out to them about it or, you know, talk to them about it. And so here are some tips. Lend a compassionate, non-judgmental ear. Many people just want to be heard. They do not necessarily need advice or comments. That is very true. A lot of people just need some compassion and don't need you to judge them, because why should they be judged when they are the victims of this crime? And they just want to be heard. They just want you to be there and listen. Sometimes don't even say anything. Just sit there and listen, because your ear, being their ear and their shoulder, can be the most important things, or the biggest thing that a person needs. Be patient and considerate. Don't try to force your friend or loved one into seeking support or taking action if he or she is not yet ready for it. So this is very true. This is also very true. You should be patient and considerate to this issue. And you should wait, because at the end, sometimes people aren't always ready to share their experience. Some people aren't always okay with saying this at such a soon time. So just be patient and considerate to this person's emotions and feelings towards the issue. If the person plans to seek support or medical attention, offer to be there. As simple as it may seem, your presence alone can make a significant difference. This is also very true. just if a person says, I want to go to therapy, sometimes people don't like doing this alone, or some people want to go to a clinic to get checked to make sure, you know, they don't have certain diseases. And no one wants to go to these places alone. No one. I promise you, no one wants to go to these places alone. So just seek out your, just seek out you being there with them, or just offer or bring it to their attention that you can go with them and you can support them and you can be there. If someone you know is sexually assaulted, your reaction can have